Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We have ourselves a lot of flooding still going on across parts of the Midwest from all that leftover precipitation that came from Bill last week. It still looks as though the precipitation will be at a minimum yet for another day or so. But another cool front will likely work its way across the Midwest as we go from Wednesday night into Thursday in the northern parts of the Midwest, and then it will sag southward on Thursday night into Friday, maybe lingering into Saturday. So most of the lower Midwest will see another round of significant precipitation. Rain totals with this event could easily get up into the range of 1 to 2 inches. Some localized amounts, maybe 2.5 inches, will occur. Obviously, with that much rain occurring over saturated soil, it won't take long to cause some more flooding across parts of the region. Now, the good news is that the heavier rains may be a little bit more localized, so perhaps we won't see quite so many areas impacted by the moisture. But with that said, everybody knows that any moisture at this point really isn't necessary, certainly isn't wanted, and a little bit of drier bias would certainly be helpful across the region. This morning, we've got a little bit of rain already occurring across parts of the Midwest. It's a very small pocketed area, and it is focused mostly on the area near east central portions of Indiana and extending from there into central Ohio. The precipitation is really a narrow band, but it is moving out of the region, and it's not likely to last very long. Another disturbance, though, over South Dakota this morning is going to eventually work its way into the western Corn Belt, and we'll keep an eye on that system because it does represent a part of the upcoming precipitation that's going to be moving across the region as we move out into the day tomorrow and into tomorrow night. Now, as I mentioned before, the precipitation will not be real well distributed across the region, at least as far as the heavier amounts is concerned, and that's true. The majority of the region will probably see rain totals as we finish out this week in the range of 0.3 to 1 inch, and there may be something a little bit heavier in a couple of pockets. Like I said, it could get up to 2.5 inches. The system will be followed by some cooler temperatures. We expect most of the Midwest to end up with temperatures below average as we finish out this week and move into the weekend. The high temperatures across the region today and tomorrow will certainly be seasonable, running mostly in the middle and upper 70s through the 80s. Some temperatures over 90 degrees may occur on the southern fringes of some of our crop country, from Missouri into parts of Kentucky and southernmost sections of Indiana and southern Ohio. But this will be the last couple of days of that kind of heat. By the time we get to Friday and into Saturday, we'll likely find temperatures only in the 70s. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see a couple of temperatures in the northern Midwest in the upper 60s. The cooler bias conditions will be with us for a while. A ridge of high pressure is expected to build up over western portions of North America as we finish out this work week and move into the weekend. That will create an upper-level flow pattern that is northwest to southeast. That'll keep cooler air moving across the region as it flows in from Canada. Some showers will come with the cooler air, but we shouldn't see the kind of volume of significant rains that we've seen here recently. And once we get to Friday, I think we will be done with the heavier rainfall for a while. Rivers and streams will likely slowly recede as far as their water levels is concerned. We should see firming soil. It won't be absolutely dry, though, and we'll need to see warmer temperatures come back in order to create the best possible environment for our corn and soybeans. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.